My hope and dream for this project is that we would be able to provide news to Opelousas, St. Landry Parish, and beyond from a Christian worldview. That's my hope and dream, is to be able to sit down and say, this is what's happening in the world, and this is what the Bible has to say about it, and this is how we walk in obedience to the scriptures. That's my hope and dream. And so one day, it will happen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to another episode of the Parish Circuit. We have an update for you today.
Breaking news. Dun, 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 dun.
We have updates on the chief of police scandal for the city of Opelousas.
Mm.
For the faithful Parish Circuit listeners, Aaron Vaughn, you will remember that several months ago, our chief of police was involved in an affair.
Mm.
Well, so he'd been involved in an affair for a long time. But he got busted publicly several months ago. And he was having an affair with one of his subordinates, an employee, at the office. And there was a church that shall remain nameless. It was Christ Church Opelousas. And they made a statement publicly. I have no affiliation with this church. I'm the pastor there.
Oh, and, I was about to ask. Don't you?
They made a statement publicly. We made a statement publicly and said that the chief of police needs to resign because he, you know, had a massive moral failing. Now, typically in American history, that's what people do, right? And maybe I should say Western history. When you have a moral failing, it generally indicates that you are no longer qualified to lead. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's part of the requirements for leaders in the Bible. You know, that your household is in order. You have a general moral upstanding. You're respected in the public square. You know, all those things are important. And you can look at 1st, 2nd Timothy and Titus. Specifically, those qualifications that are listed there apply to leaders of the church. But by general equity, we can also apply that to civil rulers. Everybody tracking with me here?
Oh, yeah.
There's also Old Testament passages that you can point to here. I won't go into all that right now. But all that goes down, and it comes out in the local news, you know, that he's had an affair and all these things are happening, and it really kind of blew up for a little while. Now, one of the biggest things that happened is that whenever he's having this affair, his wife shows up, and she shows up to assume to break it up, okay? Now, she is, or was, I don't know if she still is. In fact, I don't think she is, an officer for the sheriff's department, and apparently gunplay happened as she showed up. As there's three police officers, you know, and I'm assuming they're all carrying guns, and eventually they're all, maybe this was kind of like Mexican standoffish, you know, kind of moment. I'm not sure, but someone shot. The chief of police was shot in the hand. I believe someone else was shot in the leg. I don't remember which one.
Woman it was his was. Wife.
It was his wife that was shot in the leg or something. The chief of police is on video yelling to someone, don't call anybody. In other words, don't call the police. Don't call it in, because he knows there's going to be ramifications as a result.
Mm.
Well, that's a felony. That's called obstruction of justice. So not only was there a massive moral failure, right? He's still in office, by the way. He's not resigned. Just in case anybody didn't know that, he's still in office. He has not resigned. I had him over for lunch, actually, after this, after it all went down. He came to church on a Sunday. He came over to the house for lunch. You know, we got to visit with him for a little while. Me and another elder from our church encouraged him to resign. We talked to him for a little bit. You know, he didn't resign. Okay, you know, whatever. That's fine. He made that choice himself. Well, the charges got brought up to our district attorney's office. Here's the update. Okay, the charges specifically of the obstruction of justice, and I think maybe there's some other things going along with it, got brought up to our district attorney's office. The district attorney recused himself because apparently his wife, I think it was his wife, wasn't it his wife?
His wife worked at the district attorney's office.
At some point or another. Like maybe not currently at that point in time, but at some point or another she did. And as a result, the district attorney recused himself from the case. Now, we didn't hear anything about this case for a while. And so I was thinking this might be being swept under the rug because we live in Opelousas, you know, and criminal justice system here does not have the best reputation. Just facts. Let's just say it out loud. Now, I think Chad Peet, our current district attorney, is doing a good job so far. But he's got a lot of work to do to kind of catch up with things. So anyway, obviously, if we're talking about the chief of police having an affair and obstructing justice, we can just draw the conclusion that we don't have the best criminal justice system in Opelousas. Right?
I can see where that tracks.
Okay.
For
you
those...
You see the logic.
Yeah.
I see the logic here.
Yeah. And
for those who don't know, like the reason he recused himself is for a conflict of interest, which is a legal issue. If you're too involved in a case like that, you actually can't work on it.
Yeah, you have to recuse yourself. So he did, and it has thus been picked up by... Drumroll, please. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. It has been picked up by the state attorney general's office.
Dun, dun, dun.
So this is a big deal.
Okay.
Because the state attorney general is Republican.
Oh.
Okay. And I think that I'm saying 2 + 2 = I think that means that they're not just going to sweep this under the rug. I think this means that they're going to do process here.
So when
he'll probably get convicted.
When did this happen? When did it switch over?
So they filed a records request. I think it was in July.
Like July 22nd.
July 22nd. Okay, yeah. The Attorney General's office filed a records request with the courts here in St. Landry Parish.
For all the minutes and the pleadings.
Yeah, and so they got all that information. So now they're going to do the process of the case. So since it's being handled by somebody outside of the parish, and since it's being handled by a Republican's office outside of the parish, I'm operating under the assumption here that, you know, we're probably going to see due process actually happen in this particular case. Now, how fast? Who knows? You know, who knows how fast this is actually going to go down and how it's going to process? Hopefully quickly, because the Constitution gives people the right to a speedy trial. But speedy, who knows? Who knows how fast speedy is? So anyway, so there's your update.
And, you know, speaking of Constitution, according to Louisiana Constitution, you can't hold an elective office in the state if you have been convicted of a felony.
So if he gets convicted...
He's out.
They will pull him. Who's they? I guess that means the Attorney General's office will order his removal because they'll be the one handling the conviction, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah, so that would be the logical conclusion. I imagine that'll be part of sentencing or something whenever it happens on the backside. But anyway, so there you go. So that's the gist. If he gets convicted, he's out of office. It's a done deal. Now, he can run again. I think it's in 5 years.
Yeah, after 5 years.
He has to be out for at least 5 years, and then he can run again. But also, his general approval ratings, from what I can tell, are pretty low right now.
Well,
not surprising.
If he gets... convicted, let's just, I mean, here's to praying that 7 more police chiefs more wicked than himself will not you know
will not enter the void. yeah Well, and I mean, let's also just take a moment to examine the Bible and say, you get the rulers you deserve. That's Bible.
Say it again.
That's just straight Bible. You get the rulers you deserve. Everybody's like, why do we have Donald Trump and Kamala Harris running for president? Because you deserve them. Because you don't deserve any better than that. Because you are wicked. You corporate. You the royal you. You know, like you the nation. We are wicked people. Therefore, we are given wicked rulers.
But Pastor Stewart, I thought I was just an individual.
Oh, here we go. Let's go in on this. God, you referenced Achan at the beginning of this. Remember that? God judges covenantally. God judges covenantally. He judges nations covenantally, meaning as a whole. He judges cities covenantally as a whole. He judges peoples as a whole. He judges families as a whole. Achan, there's your Achan reference right there.
Yep.
He judges, that's how he works. And he judges the leaders of nations, families, churches, and all those things as well for the sins of the whole. Do you get what I'm saying? And part of God's judgment is giving wicked rulers or just poor rulers. Like the Bible says that you will be ruled by women and children because of your wickedness.
Isaiah.
That's right.
Well.
And it does say women.
It does say women.
Man.
It's just Bible.
They're not ready for it, Stuart.
It's just Bible.
So I was wondering.
Deborah was not a blessing. Why Deborah can't you, was a sign of the curse.
Why can't you just give the news?
Because this is the news with a biblical worldview. This is the news through the lens of the Bible. That's what this is.
Amen.
Yeah. Deborah was not a blessing. Dun, 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 dun. Say that 10 times. Deborah, even Deborah said to Barak, remember Barak was like, Deborah, I kind of want you to do this. And she even told Barak, she was like, shouldn't be this way. I'll do it. But that's a problem for you. That'll be judgment on you. The fact that I'm doing this. She even said it. Yeah. Deborah doing what she did was not a sign of God's blessing upon Israel. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So the chief police, developments in the case, looks like a conviction is coming. Continue to pray for him. You know, that's what I would tell people to do. Pray for that dude. Pray for him to repent and be restored fully. You know, I assume that he's going back to church. That's what he told me whenever we got to visit a little bit. He said he went back to church, and I don't know exactly which church he may be at right now. At the time, he told me he was going to Our Savior's again. So hopefully they're holding him accountable.
Pastor Stewart, when you say be fully restored, are you talking about him returning as police chief?
No, absolutely not. He's disqualified from that office. He can be restored to the Lord. He can be restored to his family if his wife forgives him, which I'm assuming that she has because I think they're still together. He can be restored to his children. He can be restored to his church, but he cannot be restored to office. He's disqualified from that office. He's done. That's not a condemnation either. Like, that's be free. You know, God's not going to bless you being in the seat of leadership. You trying to keep that job because you want money or because you want influence or because you just want the safety of it, whatever those things might be, is actually only going to result in curses for you. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you're outside of the blessing of God, if you're outside of obedience to God, you will not receive God's blessings. You will actually receive his curses. And we are stupid enough, people are stupid enough to think that we can just stay outside of obedience to God because we want it, because we want whatever the sin is or we want whatever the status is, and continue to just get punched in the face with curses the whole time and be like, but this is what I want. like we're just idiots, you know? We're absolute idiots. No, I like this. It's just, yeah. We're dumb. That's just how people work. And so he's to be restored does not mean that he will be restored to office. He's disqualified from that office. It's done. Now, in, 20 years, let's say 20 years from now, he proves himself faithful, okay? Faithful to his wife, faithful to his calling, faithful to all those things. And, expunge his criminal record so that he can actually run again, or that 5-year timer runs out and he's only proven himself as a good and faithful man. Could he run for police chief again? Maybe. Why would you want to? I wouldn't want to. I'd be done. I'd be done, and I'd just be like, no, I'm just going to be faithful to my family. I'm just going to move on and do this thing. Imagine if we had moral standards for political office again and not just popularity contests. That would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
There's a reason that whenever people run for office, they take pictures with their families, because they're trying to communicate, look, my household is in order. That's the whole point of those pictures, right? Look, it's the dude and his little wife and their little kids, and everyone's happy. It's because they're trying to communicate, my household is in order. See, you should vote for me because it's a biblical principle. See, if my house is in order, then I'll do a good job in ordering the, police department or the city or the whatever, because it's understood that it's the same basic qualifications as elders and pastors. If your house is out of order, you're not qualified. So we'll see what happens with the rest of the case.
We'll see.
Tune in for more news.
Tune in for more updates of the Parish Circuit. Thank you guys so much for listening, Aaron Vaughn. I hope you've gotten lots of calls about taxes, personal taxes, over the last couple of weeks.
Hold on. We can't forget to mention Jordan Leslie.
Oh, that's right. We have two listeners now.
We're making big noise in the public sphere right now.
And I would be remiss.
Our audience has literally doubled.
Yeah. I would be ashamed not to mention Harold Zerang, who said he loved this. He loved the last episode.
Are you serious?
No way.
Harold Zerang?
Yeah. He listened. And he said he really enjoys it.
You're making waves.
He said, I have a radio face.
I bet he did say that, didn't he? He did. That sounds like Harold. That sounds like Harold. Thank you so much. I am encouraged. I'm encouraged. We have tripled our audience size
in one episode.
In one episode.
That's growth. Baby.
Next week we'll triple again.
That's post mill, baby. Oh.
All right, guys. Thank y'all so much for listening to another episode. If you have suggestions for topics, or if you would like to become a scooper for the Paris Circuit, which basically just means that you send us news and information, and then we'll probably ask some clarifying questions. Like, all of this information came from a top secret correspondent in the field. We will not disclose who it is. Mm. It's risky to do this kind of stuff. So if you would like to become one of our top secret scooper correspondents in the field, we got to find a better name than scooper. It's terrible. Every time I say it, I feel gross.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
But if you would like to contribute, you're invited to. Let me know. Send me a message through the Facebooks or something. And
Facebook is monitored.
That is Stuart Amadon at Facebook.com.
That's not my email address. Somebody's going to try that. Somebody's going to send an email to that. Oh, no. What's going to happen when the feds show up? Anyway, you can reach me at Stuart@page50.com, or you can just send me a message on any social media platform, or if you have my cell phone number, Aaron Vaughn, you can text me. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Parish Circuit. We appreciate your participation and contribution. If you'd like to sponsor an episode of the Parish Circuit, just call my CPA, Aaron Vaughn, and ask him to do your personal taxes, and then we'll get some more support from those things. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.